No, they're adamant that the decision was made and that they're not for changing, and they are sticking to their guns on that. We pushed them very hard on it in relation to the impact that it's going to have on the local communities in Rafal and Ardrah, but they would not move. And also pointed out very strongly to them that they made commitments previously that they wouldn't be the last bank to close in any town in Ireland. And they're very clear that that commitment only stood for the time they made it.
If you accept what they're saying, and I suppose we have to, then the attention would move to banking services such as ATM machines and a mobile banking service.
Yeah, we pushed them to try and get a commitment from them in relation to providing a mobile banking service in for the towns that are going to be Burrifo and Ardrah, and they so simply undertook to say that they're continuing to review it. They didn't give any firm commitment in relation to it, but they are going to get back to us on whether that's feasible or not. And in relation to the ATM, the one disappointing thing was that they have said that they only guarantee the ATM for 6 months after the bank closes or while they own the building that the ATM is contained in. But we are pushing them strongly on that in relation to whether the ATM would be maintained, and that they would push it when they sell the building, that the ATM would stay in the building as well.
Where to from here? Arguably, the likes of yourself have, through those channels, done as much as you can do, but people still very upset, hundreds out in the streets marching. What advice would you give to those that are disgruntled?
Well, I think they have said, they've ordered today that they are meeting with representatives of the community in Rafal on Thursday, and they intend to meet, they say they're willing to meet with representatives of the community in Ardrah as well. I think the communities have to put very strongly their case to them and make sure that they're aware of the impact that the decisions that they're making. Unfortunately, these banks, their sole remit is to make profit, and they're driven by profit, and that's all they're interested in. And an Ulster Bank is a very profitable bank. It's profit made 280 million euros profit in Ireland last year, and I don't believe that the closure of these branches will do anything to enhance their profitability. In fact, I think it will make a difference to them.